Get the knives out. Dish is about to be served. Outrageous. Are you kidding? I've been inside only one woman after I was born. The Statue of Liberty. Provocative. If it's a pain in the ass, honey, you're not doing it right. Pop culture. Meanwhile, she's on the cover of Us Weekly, dating. Boyfriends are like jobs, except he probably stopped sucking after a year. Wicked. What do I look for in a guy? My dick. Smart. Sassy. Contemporary. I mean, I can't. Porn Again, the podcast. Hey, everybody. I'm Josh Sabara, and I could not be more excited about my guest today. I'm sort of going to read it because there's so much to say about you guys that I can't really just ad-lib. So my guests today are the fit and fabulous super couple, Craig Ramsey and Brandon Liberati. Craig is an internationally known fitness expert and author of The Anatomy of Muscle Building and The Anatomy of Stretching. I think you represent your work well.
I try.
His husband, Brandon, is a renowned hair and makeup artist whose work can be seen on some of the world's most famous faces, films, and TV shows. And together, they've opened their lives to the cameras on Bravo's reality series, Newlyweds, and have recently launched an all-encompassing fitness and beauty one-stop shop with Fit and Fab, and that's P-H-A-B, Fit and Fab. So welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, hello.
As you know, before I get into the nitty-gritty of what you're up to, I usually discuss a few hot topics and things that are annoying the shit out of me that week.
Can we discuss first your drink of choice for Fit and Fab today?
Well, let me explain.
Show the cameras.
Let me explain the new caramel waffle cone frappuccino from Starbucks.
Are you serious? What is there to explain? Other than how many?
Whatever.
800
Look, if it
to
wasn't
1,000
for
calories?
That, you would have no career.
I order those things true. When I'm out of town.
So be grateful that Starbucks serves this to me, and now you have your work cut out for you.
Okay, well, let's get started. Take a big sip.
Yes. Okay. So Pennsylvania judge found evidence to proceed with a criminal trial against Bill Cosby. So he faces three counts of felony aggravated indecent assault from the 2004 case with Andrea Constant, who was an employee at Temple University, which is Bill Cosby's alma mater. So that said, she's one of 50 women who have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct. So first of all, his defense attorney has slammed the decision, saying the evidence presented today was evidence of nothing. Now, what do we really think? Because where there's smoke, there's fire. And when there's one person coming out, it's like this one, you know, this is about one particular case. We have 50 women, and by the way, that we know of, whom have come forward. I mean, as I say, one flea on the dog means 10 in the carpet. So of these 50 women, yeah. I'm guessing there are probably more.
Of course there is.
Well, what does Felicia Rashad think? That's what
we already know what she thinks.
She was pretty like walking the line.
No, she defended him.
She defended him.
Oh, yeah, right away. She was like, she completely looked like a jackass.
And then all of these girls, like the Raven Simones, the fucking Rudy.
Yeah.
Rudy. I don't even remember. Keisha something. I think they're all, you know, I understand. And by the way, I'm not trying to say that what he did as an actor and a comedian at that time wasn't groundbreaking. I'm
of
not
course.
Trying to rewrite history and say that he didn't do something that was great for people. But that is not, that does not cover up any of this, in my opinion. So what do you feel like? Do you think, now apparently this could, you know, depending on what the outcome of this trial is, he could land in jail for 30 years from this alone.
Well, honesty is the new provocative now. Like, that's really sad. And of course that there's something that went on and that has gone on for many, many years. And also these people that are defending him. Let me tell you, I did an episode of Two Broke Girls. It was a guest spot.
As an actor.
Yes, that has brought in a lot of money for royalties. So, of course, all these people wanted that show on Nick and Knight. They don't want the show to finish and stop airing with all this drama.
Right.
So there's a lot of personal gain.
So you think there's like an underlying...
I think so, of course.
Two people who are standing in his corner.
Well, I think too, just with the work that I do, there's a lot of people I've worked for that are complete assholes. And I
can't imagine that in Hollywood.
But like what we were just talking, I still, there's a form of, I think I have to be gracious and not say anything or rock my boat because right. I'm still out in the workforce. Bill Cosby, you know, a lot of these people that are defending him are not saying anything or young people and still out there trying to get work.
Right.
And I think that this is not something that is, I think this is a common thing, you know, that's
really
happening.
Look at Kesha. It's really a shame. And I think that, you know, one of the things in my book, Porn Again, it, you know, was about being totally authentic. And of course, there were a number of people who, you know, didn't like the fact that I was such a truth teller about things that go on. And I really think it's important that everything be out there and that we be able to be who we are, be you know, say things organically. And, you know, not everything's perfect. And like, who, I don't want to pretend that everything goes the right way.
Your book sounds like reality TV done right. Really?
I mean, that's how I look at it, but, you know.
Great. Vulnerable.
Okay, so another thing. Comedian Amy Schumer, she recently posted photos of herself on the beach in Hawaii. She was in a bathing suit. I actually saw the photo. She's in a black one piece. I actually thought she looked great.
Look it up.
Okay. You know, is she, you know, Karen Carpenter? No. But she looks like a healthy woman. So she sort of tried to get ahead of the internet meanies, and she posted the following message. It said, I meant to write good morning, trolls. I hope you find some joy in your lives you've never met who... I hope you find some joy in your lives you've never met who triggers someone in... You've never met someone who triggers someone in you... I don't even understand this. Something in you that makes you feel powerless and alone. This is how I look. I feel happy. I think I look strong and healthy and also like Miss Trunchbull and Matilda. Kisses. So basically, she put a message out there to get ahead of... People
all of the
making comments about
anticipating that that would happen.
So what do you think about that? The fact that we sort of have to anticipate that people are just going to come after us. So preemptively, we're going to either defend ourselves or make jokes about ourselves in order to stop other people from doing it first.
Well, she did that because that's already happened to her. So
right.
She knows what's coming
at her. I think
it's
happened to all of us. I think anybody who's
totally.
Public in any way, we've all had people who go on and say, I mean, listen, I get everything. I'm sure you do too.
You know,
you're over retouched. You know, you could lose 10 pounds. Well, who the fuck are you? You know, I get, you know, 900 things a day.
Fag since birth.
Right. But as long as people
that was his favorite from our show.
I was a leather faced fag since birth.
Yeah.
Okay. So thanks. It was my baby photo.
We cheers like, to that one. When he posted his baby photo,
But here's the thing with Amy Schumer, I think too. I think that for her, I don't think that she's really defending herself before she puts it out there. I think that she's kind of taken the role too, where she's the voice for all the girls that this happens to. And I think that I think there's many layers to what she does.
Right.
Her comedy is that way. So I think that a lot of this could be that she's being a voice for girls too, that she's being their voice with a photo like this. I think this is things that girls...
Yeah, all girls go through this. All guys do too, and especially guys that are sensitive. We experience it. But I think with her posting that is awesome. But her actually starting it in a negative, dark place is probably not ideal for me personally. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been her in her skin.
Right.
She's very confident with how she looks, as all women should be throughout their journey. Just because a girl is a little bit bigger than or on her health journey, she should be proud because
right.
she's on that journey.
Right. Although I do take a little issue with things like, you know, I don't even refer to her as Gabby Sidibe. She's precious to me and always will be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when she made comments, because there were a number of people coming after her after an award show she attended, and she made a comment like, well, I'll just get on my private jet and fly back though that sort of made up for the fact that people were making fun of her that, you know, she was living well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but the point is with somebody like that is she's not healthy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Her heart is not made to carry that amount of weight.
Right.
So while I appreciate the fact that people should not be attacking her, it would be great if people could be supportive and at least help her to, you know, get to a sensible weight.
Because we all know if someone is carrying that much size, it's obvious that there's issues there.
Right.
So we all should be sensitive about that.
Right. So I understand not wanting the negative comments, but then the return, you know, that sort of the answer being, well, fuck you, I'm on a private jet, really isn't the answer.
Yeah.
You know?
No, of course not.
Okay, so also I mentioned in a previous episode about Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne and their alleged split and his alleged affair. I always say alleged because, you know, who knows? But anyway, their daughter, Kelly, has taken to social media and has really sort of gone after her father. And apparently she went on Instagram and posted Ozzy's alleged mistress's phone number for everyone to see. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, taking it to that public
level. Is it legal?
Well, first of all, isn't this their whole marriage? He's cheated on her before.
What I don't understand is, like, how? Every time I've been around Ozzy Osbourne, he's not even coherent. So, like, is there an erection that can happen?
Yeah.
I mean, cheating. What
emotional
does that mean?
Cheating. It must be. It I can't be physical.
I don't. Or something oral. You know, I don't know. I find it hard to believe that it's happening.
Well, what woman's going to do that?
I don't know.
I'll go there. Really?
I can't.
As I
say, I can't.
Well, but, did Sharon make this public, right?
Listen, you turn off the light and any tongue feels the same.
But why? Go to someone else.
But Sharon made this public, right?
Yeah, well, she's been very open about it on The Talk. I think there was no other choice once it leaked out. And I think when you're on a daily show, it's like you really don't have the option but to address it head on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that maybe...
And she said, well, you know, my daughter's an adult and this is her sense of humor. And I'm sure it was Kelly's idea of being funny.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Mm. But yeah.
I mean, it seems a little like it's revenge pornish. It's like, you know, having videos of your, you know, it'd be like if, God forbid, you two were to break up and somebody has a photo of the other naked and you post it. Like,
Kelly needs to watch the Kardashians. She needs to learn a few things.
Do you know Bria and Chrissy?
They sound like they live in the Barbie dream house.
They practically do. They're so sweet lesbian couple, and they actually have an initiative for revenge. Porn that people post.
Actually support it?
No. Like they're
no.
They're,
that was that girl. That girl from England that they posted.
No, it's them. They're bringing it to Congress. Like they're actually
against it
because one of them was publicly shamed.
But I feel like that would be such a, I think it's such a fine line because, you know, with the way social media is now and people taking videos of themselves and putting all kinds of things about themselves out there, I think it would be kind of hard to prove that something was done, you know, it's such a gray area.
Yeah. It's he said, she said.
Yeah.
At this point.
The key is don't take naked pictures of yourself and don't send them around. There, then you don't have to worry.
Do you hear that, Brandon?
listen, as husband, like I understand.
I just won't send them to Kelly Osbourne.
You guys are a married couple who travel and I imagine have to be somewhat dependent on technology to keep things spicy and going. I don't know. Maybe you don't. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I totally believe in that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's something to be conscious of nowadays with the clouds and all of these things. First of all, I love the idea of clouds that people think it's like exists in the ether. I'm like, you mean like a big server somewhere? Yeah. But okay, it's in a cloud. But you know, all of these things where people hack accounts and things like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you want to be sort of discerning and judicious about what you do. But you know, in a case like yours, like I would say, you know, you kind of got to do it.
Well, and the thing is...
And you're welcome to send them to me.
Well, truly, if anything...
Feel
right,
free, you know.
Sharing so now.
Yeah.
iCloud.
If anything leaked that I was sharing with you... yeah, but it still wouldn't be anything that I would be ashamed of. I'm not doing anything that's shameful.
I feel the same way. I don't really care because the fact is I put everything out there already. So like what, like I talk about it all myself. Like, what do I fucking care?
And I'm a hairdresser. Most hairdressers have been porn stars anyway. So
well, look, you have something to look forward to.
Exactly.
So my last little topic, cause then I have a lot to get into with you guys is, the model Black China, real name, Angela Renee White. Cause I would love to go through that.
No, really?
It's like, don't you love when people Black China? But she's really just Angela.
White.
Like White.
Taylor Dane is really just Leslie Wunderman from Nassau County, New York. You know, good for her. So anyway, she's pregnant with Rob Kardashian's baby. And the sonogram apparently made its debut on her Instagram account this week. So my question is, how soon is too soon to thrust a Kardashian into the spotlight? It's like they are wasting no fucking time.
Is the gender even identified yet?
I don't know, but it looks really smart for the sonogram.
Really?
I think it's a smart kid.
Well, and I think that this one, you know, will be gender fluid.
You think probably so?
I'm just saying.
And by the way, all this talk, I have to just bring this up too. All this talk about these trans bathrooms and whatever. Mm. Like, are there so many trans people that I just never knew about? Like, I understand that it's a big thing to consider.
And more coming out, that's for sure.
I know, but it's like everywhere. It's like, I'm like, I didn't even know there were so many.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I think they've always been there. I think the bathroom's bringing it out.
I'm supportive of everyone and everything. I have a little bit of trans fatigue right now. It's like all over the place. It's like, we've got the I am Jazz, I am Chaz, I am Caitlin, I'm...
Yeah, it's a lot to handle. Also, because as gay men, I'm sure you get it too. But how many questions?
I'm not gay. Anyway,
almost did a spit take.
I'm like,
if I
gay.
Had,
what are you? Doing?
I had a drink. So
there's so much confusion.
Well, we get asked on a daily basis.
Well, like, because also your DVD, people are like, you should have Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh yeah, it.
And it's like, well, she's not a drag queen.
Caitlyn Jenner, to me, I mean. Again, this is my opinion, is a fucking moron. I mean, like, the things that come out of her mouth. I'm like, you need to just stand in front of Annie Leibovitz and get photographed and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she's highly a damaged. Picture.
She's highly damaged,
whatever.
Though.
I can't
come
with
on.
Her.
I heard she's...
I can't with her. And that whole car thing, the accent that just, like, all went away. Like, and everybody's like, whatever. I can't. Okay, so let's get to you guys because there's too much to talk about. So... The brand Fit and Fab, PHAB, which kind of describes both of you, I guess. Mm. So tell me about the business and how the idea came together and what Fab is an acronym for.
You want to go?
No, he's asking for Fab and you're the
Fab,
baby.
Well, Fab is pure health and beauty.
Okay.
And, you know, FAB was pretty much taken by everybody else on the planet.
Right.
So we had to get creative. And our clients actually started it. We started cross promoting each other. They started asking for the other person, and then we started a blog, and that's how it was born.
Yeah, two homos are better than one.
Always.
I mean, exactly. and with my clients, and I was taking care of their fitness as a fitness expert, when they found out that my partner and now husband does beauty.
You just said out because the Canadian and you just like literally like
Canadian.
Fell out of your mouth.
my boots. Every time I talk to my brother on the way here. Every time I talk to a family member back in Canada, the Canada comes out.
It comes out. When I used to work at the studios and we would do a lot of locations where, you know, we shot a lot in Vancouver and people would be like, we're going out in a scout. Like, out in a scout. It's a long process to go out in a scout in Canada.
You love the Canadians, right?
Yes.
You think they're so cute.
They're nice.
Listen, even your money's called loonies.
And toonies.
I know.
Really?
I passed a store called Amy's Loony Toonie Town when I was there.
It's so embarrassing.
My favorite thing ever.
It's so white.
Our green cards, for him to legally be white. In Canada, do you know what they're called? They're not green cards. They're maple cards. Really?
It's a maple card. Okay, so I'm sorry, I interrupted you. So you're part of the Fab.
Yeah, no, so I'm the fit part of the Fab, but my clients, as soon as they found out about Brandon's expertise, they were like, oh my gosh, I definitely want him to do my hair and give me beauty advice and then vice versa. So all of a sudden we shared like 90% of our clients. And then guest speaking engagements, when I would go on and talk about fitness and they'd find out that Brandon does beauty and on TV, they would combine us. So it made perfect sense to do that.
So what can people expect from the experience? Like how do you guys work together on one person? Does somebody come to you now and say, I'm interested in, you know, help and this is how do you break that down for people?
Well, we're a one-stop beauty body shop. So you came up with that. Isn't that genius? Isn't that great?
Well, what's funny is I wrote that and I didn't even read that.
Yeah.
Anymore.
So
I was able to pick that up from what you do. So sweet. It's clear.
And you know, we're not sitting there working on the people at the same time. So
right.
it's about people that want two guys that are ahead of their game and experts in their field. And we can take you through a whole entire process from your wellness, your fitness, your beauty, and your hair. So,
and people also bring in like their husbands, like a wife will bring in her husband for a makeover change with us.
What happens if somebody is like annoyed with one of you? Like, for example, I'll bitch about my trainer to my hairstylist because they don't know each other.
He'll agree.
How does that work?
I'll bitch about their trainer to them.
Exactly.
So, you're like, I'm happy to do that.
People love that about us too, that we're personal.
So is there a price menu? Like, for example, like what would it cost to get my crazy ass together if I were to hire Fit and Fab?
Well, we have
you're off the charts.
Well, first off, we'll start with just tossing that $5 Starbucks drink. And I saw your post today about pancakes for breakfast.
But I had a bite of a pancake. I didn't say that. Nobody's interested in knowing about one pancake.
Well, okay. But anyway. I am. But people come to see us. They can do a consultation where we'll be
able. And you're both there.
Both there.
Both there.
Okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, if somebody just wants fitness or just wants hair, they're ready just to do one thing. That's fine.
But you're not just hair, you're makeup. Mm-hmm. And, yes. And sort of style and presentation
in
general.
The whole package.
So what if somebody comes to you and they're like, I just need a little help with, you know, getting my hair together. And then you're like, no, honey, you need more than that. Like, can you recommend, like, is there a graceful way to recommend that they get
definitely.
More?
Definitely. And I think, too, once somebody starts a change, even if it starts with something small, you know, it's sort of like when you're decorating your house, you change one thing and the next thing you know, you need new everything. Okay. So I think that people start feeling good about themselves and then they start exploring other options.
So I'm going to assume that some listeners are meeting you for the first time and haven't seen Newlyweds on Bravo, which is a show that you have both been on as a couple and have been extremely forthcoming. So how did the two of you meet, actually?
We met at the gayest place ever, Gold's Hollywood.
Okay, so at the gym.
Yeah.
That's where I'll never wind up meeting someone.
But that's where I recommend people to meet someone because it's mutual people on a health journey and they have a lot that they can relate to.
Yeah, but the person who's going to relate to me isn't going to be at a gym, trust me.
Oh, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I thought
the same thing, though.
So you've been married for 2 years. So tell me a little bit about what it's like to be combining your personal lives and your work lives. I'm sure you get this question a lot, but you know, it's sort of you're very entrenched in each other.
Yeah. What balances it out though, is that I do travel and you know, Craig travels. So we're not together all the time. Mm-hmm. So that really is a balance, but
when we're separated, Brandon, with distance, we still have so much business stuff that is about us that it's really like we're not away from each other.
You have to be with your friend. It has to be your best friend.
Yeah.
And that sounds cliche, but it's true. And your best friend drives you crazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. And your best friend, you need to take some time out, you know, for a while. But it's always somebody that you want to share with and you want to work with.
That's what makes us, I think, very... attracted by couples. I think a lot of couples come to us because they know our relationship is healthy.
Right.
And that is how our business is able to thrive.
Craig and I have amazing communication. Like that's the one thing we do. And we talk about things that most couples are uncomfortable talking about. Well, different sex, you know.
So you think most couples aren't comfortable talking about their sex lives?
No.
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 Mm-mm.
All right. Well, we're going to get to that because I have a lot to cover there. So what's been the hardest thing about marriage? I mean, I know that we talked about the travel thing. So let's take that out of the equation. But what has been the hardest part of actually sealing the deal?
The hardest thing, I think, is probably planning a wedding as two men was kind of tough. And, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Well, you sort of had that disastrous honeymoon.
Yeah.
We don't even.
That's not even.
So
there.
Let's
not
pretend
even,
like it didn't happen.
Okay. I actually, Virgin America sent me a thing. I entered a contest today to win a honeymoon because like, I never got one.
Like, you're on it.
Yeah. For people that don't know, I planned a camping trip that ended up not being really camping, but like parked it at a gravel parking lot with like the NRA and like a Raiders tailgate party.
It was
horrible.
What the
it was
fuck
hazing.
Are you
not
talking
camping.
About camping?
That's what I did.
That's like to me, like that would be my biggest nightmare on earth.
But like he liked that. He likes camping.
So camping
like
for
camping
me,
as in camping like to glamping. Me means there's no room service after 11.
Glamping. I can do camping.
Oh, I deliver.
I don't mean to room service.
I do like camping though because my family, I you know, I grew up in Utah and my family didn't have a lot of money and that was our vacation. So we actually, we made it fun.
So you sort of understand. Right? Yeah. But I'm a Jewish, okay? It's different.
What, Jews don't like to camp?
None of them.
Oh, really?
No. Camping is not a Jew thing. Not at all. In fact, I remember one time I was on a camping trip. Somebody, actually, we'll get to it, but Ricky Lake, who so nicely gave a quote to the back of your video, which we'll get to as well. She actually took me on a camping trip and we were in the second day. And I think the second day you get to shower and you have to put quarters in and you get hot water for the number of quarters you put in. And then when you're done, it doesn't warn you. It just turns cold.
Oh, that's like,
so
nice.
Then you know that you put in the showers. So on the second day they come over and they said, okay, everybody get on the buses. We're going to the showers. And I was like, if there is one thing you don't tell a Jew, get on the buses. We're going to the showers.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
No.
I was out of there in 5 minutes. I was at a resort 2 miles down the road for the rest of the trip.
Oh, my gosh. I did Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway. I'm sensitive.
See, there you
to
go.
That.
You basically are Jewish.
Yeah.
Sunrise, sunset. Okay. So do you guys want to have kids? And when is the right time for that?
Oh, we do. Yes. We definitely did. But I had to convince him of that too.
Well, so
I had to convince him as though like he's going to be carrying it.
I'm one of those people.
We try nightly. I mean,
you're like, I try to get him pregnant all the time.
Those butt babies aren't working. I don't get it.
How did I all of a sudden become the bottom?
You guys have a versatile relationship.
Oh, yes. Everyone should.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir.
I would not be with somebody that was.
I think there's issues.
One way, yeah.
But that even goes for like straight couples. Not saying the penetration act, but like even just the submissive thing. I think that it's important to have that.
But see, what's funny is I don't even like associating bottoming with being submissive.
Right.
I think that it gives it such a. It makes it so difficult for people, and it's something that. You know, as gay men, we have to deal with that other couple. I mean, for the most part, straight couples, you know where you're sticking what. I mean, yes, right. Some people might have a penchant for anal sex or might whatever. But for the most part, you know, with gay couples, it becomes an issue even before they decide if they want to go on a date. I can't tell you how many times I will get if somebody who would, when I was doing online dating and you meet somebody and the first thing they want to know is, are you a top or a bottom? Because if you're not compatible, they're not interested in continuing the relationship because they're so set in their role. Mm-hmm. And I say, you're missing out. First of all, it's hard enough to meet somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you're missing out on so much about somebody. It's not just about that.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, so I always find it so interesting when like, it's great. If within a couple, one is totally a top and one is totally a bottom and that works for them, great. But in my opinion, I think there's so much more fun to have.
Why would someone label themselves as one or the other?
I agree, but that's why I asked. I think that's an important thing for couples to understand, especially about gay relationships.
I think in a relationship too, if you're only doing one thing and you're not giving something else, the issues are deeper than sex.
I just yawned while you said that. So can you imagine how I'd feel actually being in that relationship?
Oh my gosh, it would be.
Is it a small penis thing?
Well, you know what? Here's two.
You can listen, if you know what you're doing. The size doesn't matter that much, to be honest. I mean, unless it's a micro penis, like a clinical micro penis. You can work with things.
Yes.
I've seen all sizes.
Sparkling personality.
It still would feel good to your partner or your husband. So that's the thing. You're still giving a part of yourself to your husband that would feel good to them. But I really think it's associated with this whole masculine, feminine thing that I cannot stand.
I agree.
And you know, it's just like with straight people think with us, they'll clock me as being the feminine. So automatically they're like, are you the girl?
The girl.
Are you the woman?
See, and I'm that, like, that
what are you asking me?
Even, me?
Am
but,
I the mm-hmm. bottom
but
is what you're asking.
That upsets me even more because what that says about women is that they're in a lesser, weaker position, which is not true.
That's
what we discovered.
I mean, I think that's insulting to women.
Well, I think that's
when somebody says, are you the woman? Meaning, are you the receptive partner?
Yeah.
Are you the weaker of the two?
That's what they're asking. And that's what we think, you know, the main issue with gay men it is. It has nothing to do with the fact that we're gay and sleeping with it. It has to do with this lack of respect for femininity and women. And that's
why
women
totally realize great. That they get so angry, as they should.
Right. No, I think it's terrible.
Yeah.
So we were talking about kids. So now is the time, we think? I mean,
well, now's the time to actually take care of Brandon's sister, who's lesbian and married with her and her wife.
You've already, on Newlyweds, didn't they?
She had two miscarriages.
Oh, okay.
So Bravo, not Bravo, but the production company really didn't do a proper follow-up with any of that. But unfortunately, Brie miscarried twice.
Okay.
And I had fertility issues at first.
You were donating the sperm.
Yeah.
You were helping him to squeeze it out. Well, they imply in the episode that you're in the bathroom.
But after three or four times, it was like
him
and his
go.
Mom were watching TV in the living room.
Like,
and
her,
yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I was like, could you do that while I'm gone now?
I had pictures of like Colin Farrell on my phone and I was...
Well, it's funny. There's something not sexy about, you know, when you're having to do it. It's like when couples are trying to get pregnant and they're doing it on a schedule. It's not, there's something not sexy. No.
Try 12 camera people and crew and all that too. That's not sexy.
So now is kid time soon.
So I'm one of those people that I could live with them. I could live without them. I'm going to be happy either way.
He'll live with them.
He really wanted them biologically, and I have no need for a biological child, so it makes perfect sense. I have sisters. I have lesbian sisters, and, you know...
We just decided we're going to take care of Brie first and make sure that she has kids. So the two miscarriages, it's definitely prolonging what we want to do for our family.
Okay.
But we're still on that path, so stay tuned.
So the girls are donating... the eggs to us.
After they have a child.
But this is a little Days of Our Lives because then the siblings are also cousins. Yeah.
But, you know.
You're going to have to move, to Alabama.
The new normal.
So what kind of households were you raised in? So like how will you raise your kids differently, if at all, than the way you were raised?
Good question. Well, I'm Canadian too. So yep, we're
I'm
very
no judging.
Well, we're very passive aggressive, apparently. Brandon reminds me that every day. Jeez.
Yeah.
And what about you?
I was, I'm from an Italian family and
And ex Mormons.
Yeah, and ex Mormons. I think that.
And are they accepting of your homosexuality?
Okay. Yeah, I think what my parents were very young when they had me. They were 17, and I just know that I will, being an older parent, have. I won't be trying to discover myself when my child is also trying to discover themselves. So I think that I'll be able to focus a little bit more on what my kids want and not so much what I want.
Okay. Now, Craig, I've read that you've worked as a ballet dancer, a hockey player, a Broadway performer, and a contortionist. Mm-hmm. The only thing I didn't see on the list was Arena's Miss America, but I'm assuming that happens somewhere. Tell me a little bit about the contortionist business and at what point you were willing to demonstrate that for Brandon and how it comes in handy in the bedroom.
Well, good questions. I discovered I was flexible as a young kid. When I was really bored, I would just put my body into a pretzel form. And so my parents, in a small town that I grew up in, there wasn't much for them to do to kind of fine tune those talents, if you can call them talents. Mm-hmm. So they would have like weekly shows for all the neighbors to come over, and I would just do some crazy ass shit. And so that kept me limber till I started ballet school when I was in my late teens.
Okay.
And I was even really flexible for a ballet dancer.
So that's funny because I didn't finish ballet school till I was in my 20s.
You didn't finish ballet school?
No, I did it later.
Oh, well, I did it later, but
I'm totally kidding.
Oh, okay. I'm like, late for guys is
I'm
like...
I'm the least coordinated person 18. On the planet. Can you imagine me in the fucking Nutcracker? I could imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
My version of the Nutcracker is on a DVD somewhere from Falcon.
Right.
Anyway, at what point, let's not avoid the meaty part of the question.
All right.
So at what point did you get to experience the the benefits of having somebody who's so flexible?
I actually think the first time that we had sex.
No, it wasn't. No.
Yeah. How many times did you date before you had sex?
Oh, we did the good. It was like
two or three.
It was definitely three.
So you behaved.
Well, yeah, I was not going to have sex with him if it wasn't something that I was interested in. Well, I've been single for a while.
The first date kind of turned you off from it though, right? Because we went to like Half Price Sushi I took him out to, which he was not impressed with. No. That was our first date. Ugh. I loved it there. I thought it was great and it's affordable.
You don't do a date at Half Price anything.
It says like Half Price Sushi.
That's
as
like
you
telling
walk
him
in.
That he can go to TJ Maxx and pick anything he wants.
And he met me there.
Why? I was supposed to pick you up?
Clearly you're better at fitness than you are with...
Really?
I took you... The second date was on me and didn't...
Oh my God. Did you pick me up? I don't remember that detail, but I remember that you took me for like an amazing steak. Mm. That was great. Mm. And then date six, I think it was. I remember it is date six when I said, guess what? I'm a contortionist and I'll prove it. And then he pretty much proposed at that moment.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I remember it.
Was it hot though?
It's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't propose right then.
Kind of. You moved in. Were you?
At what point would you say you knew though that both of you sort of knew that this is going to go the distance?
The moment we met.
Really?
Yeah.
With the Half Price Sushi and the getting yourself there?
Yeah. You know what? There was something very different about Craig. I actually had been single for a while, horrible relationships. I'd been through everything. You know, I wanted somebody that was going to pursue me, that was nice. I wanted a nice person. Mm-hmm. And Craig...
You thought I was a tool, though, at first.
Well, when you tapped me on the shoulder, because, you know, look at you. I'm at Hollywood Golds. I'm from San Francisco. It was my first week here. And, yeah, I was like...
And I was actually training.
Well, you have the look of somebody who, because you're so handsome and built and whatever, you have the look of someone who could be potentially.
Really? That's horrible that there's stereotypes against people like that.
Listen, stereotypes are a big time saver for the most part.
Yeah, I guess
hello. And even when we're out, you're a tool magnet. Like, you know, a lot of those people that I'm sorry that would come up and talk to you would never come up and talk to me.
Well, listen, you know what's interesting is like you look at the two of you. You're both very handsome guys. You have very different styles and very looks, different looks to you. And I would say it is surprising when you get to know you that you guys are such, especially the kinds of work that you do that could, you know, people who are typically not that grounded.
Oh, right. Yeah, of course.
And you are genuinely nice people with something to say. And I think that's unique. And then to have two people who, you know, then add your looks to that. And I get where people might think at first, well, this is going to be one of those typical couples. And yet you're so not that.
Well, we do care about ourselves and everyone else around us. Like that's our main priority.
Right.
So I think
that's so great. Cause I don't care about anyone else. Listen, that's why there have to be people like you.
I love it.
Okay. I want to talk because I know the time is flying away. I want to talk about your new fitness program, Workouts a Drag, which is a fascinating DVD that basically is a workout. I heard it likened to the Jane Fonda fitness programs, which must be a huge compliment to you.
Oh, definitely.
You know, of the 80s.
And Richard Simmons, it's been compared to his stuff.
Like I said, Jane Fonda.
What? You don't like Richard Simmons? What?
He's fine. Whatever.
He's like herding cats. That was the weirdest encounter I've ever had in my life.
He's an odd character, of course, but no other fitness professional has had as a great success as he has of taking weight off of Americans.
Yeah.
And it was because he was a great motivator to move.
I'm all for deal a meal, whatever. I deal myself extra meals a day. but anyway, so this is, it stars RuPaul's Drag Race, star Pandora Box with you.
Yeah.
So. And you sort of go through and, you know, when you watch this DVD, it is funny because it really is like a throwback. It's so much fun to watch.
Thank you.
So it's like you're actually getting something out of it and it's a good time.
Yeah.
So people can get it at workoutsadrag.com and I think they can download it digitally or get a DVD.
Yep, they can get it streaming or a hard copy DVD.
And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that there's a quote on the back from Ricky Lake. Which makes me laugh because it's like Ricky Lake giving a quote to a fitness DVD.
Oh, but she
is
she
like actually, somebody with no legs giving an endorsement to a swimming school.
Oh, but okay. But she resonates with a lot of the people, I think, that will be looking for fitness that's different. And fitness that's fun,
right,
in my opinion, that's entertaining, right, is going to get people consistent with their workouts because people are bored of reps and sets.
She definitely creates the illusion that she's down to earth and knows what she's talking about, in my opinion.
Well, and drag is all about
People might want to check out Chapter 17 of Porn Again, a memoir available now wherever books are sold. But anyway, it's a great DVD. It's so honestly, even as somebody who doesn't work out, and I didn't do one exercise on here, but I loved watching it.
Well, you know, the thing is fitness lately has been so boot camp and drill sergeant
and bullying.
And you know, this is actually bringing it back to when people had fun and when like aerobics was a thing, and you know, everything
is such a, it's like a throwback and yet innovative and fresh. Contemporary at the same time. Yeah. It really is like the perfect, you know, if you're going to be motivated to work out, like I'm much more likely to do this than I would do something that's.
Well, and we're not going to make you feel like a jackass during it because so many deep fitness DVDs are made by fitness experts for fitness enthusiasts. And what I wanted with this was we struggle up there along with you and we allow you to take your breaks and laugh during them.
So a fitness expert can do this workout and Absolutely. Have results, but also somebody that doesn't want to go to the gym or is intimidated by even getting in there, this will begin their program.
And so did you do the hair and makeup?
I did. Yes, I did all.
With Anton.
Yeah, Anton did the makeup. I did the hair.
And is what are the drag queens like in terms of hair makeup in compared to say a Hollywood actress? What's the difference?
And then add workout into it. So you're sweating for 10-hour period.
Right. The drag queens are nicer.
Well, nicer, yes, but are they more, they probably know how to do their makeup and their hair better. So I would imagine it's a little more like, can you do this?
Can you do this? Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's,
well, Pandora is a little different than even Cake and Lucky.
Well, yeah, Pandora, you know, she's a professional. She knows her stuff.
Yeah.
I just helped her out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, it really is such a great video. And you're sort of known for coming up with unique ways that people can exercise, especially during, you know, times where you're doing your day-to-day chores or you're getting, you know, simple, ordinary things done and how you can walk a certain way or how you can even sit on the toilet a certain way.
Did you see this shitty workout?
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
So, and where can people find those?
On YouTube.
Okay.
Right now they're on YouTube, which is under Fit and Fab or even my name, you'll be able to find it. And I wanted to provide undercover fitness.
Right. And it's so smart because there are so many things people can be doing, you know, not even taking time away from their regular schedules and keeping themselves in shape. It's such a brilliant concept.
Pump while you dump.
Yeah, there you go.
you know
what? I couldn't have said it better for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about newlyweds. So we talked about Brandon's sister and the whole pregnancy thing. So another well-known episode revolves around getting your asses waxed. Mm. So whose idea was that? Was that their idea to do on camera or you had said, I'm going to...
Well, and it wasn't waxing, actually. It was sugaring.
I
wanted to have... I wanted to try it.
Sugar is
I love
the
how
devil.
You're like sugaring. I'm like tomato, tomato. It's like ripping hair out of your
but
ass.
But they don't heat it up. So it's not warm. They don't have
I've done it all.
So what did you think?
I've done it all. It all hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I've even had laser hair removal. And I got to tell you, you know, I did it 5 or 6 times. And I'm like, it hurts like a motherfucker. I don't care what anybody says. And is only somewhat effective, I think.
Is your hair coarse?
No, I actually have. And with light skin and dark hair, I'm the perfect candidate for laser.
Oh, you are?
And it, like, was, the result was so-so. You know, I did, like, my neckline so that when I get my hair cut, I don't always have to have my neck cleaned up, things like that. But it just was only somewhat effective for me. But So it was your idea to do yes. the sugaring. So you make a comment in that episode where you say that he sort of got a little complacent because you were together and he was kind of hairy.
Yes. He had a situation.
Right. But would I, like, for me, I like a hairier guy. Like, I like a man who looks like a man. I don't want somebody who's totally, like, over-groomed. Like,
don't
there
get
should
me
be
wrong.
Some grass on the
don't,
lawn.
Don't get me wrong. I love him hairy. Mm-hmm. I don't yeah. want him
but
shaved.
I could French braid it, you told me.
Well, but there's so, also... there's
French
also,
braid your ass?
Apparently, my ass and taint could have been French braided at that point.
Well,
after
listen, you know what? Get beads. Whatever. Whatever it takes. Bead
hopefully,
that shit.
Hopefully, there's not natural beads in there. You know what I mean?
No berries. Single yeah. beads.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So, did you have trepidation about doing that on camera at all? Because they weren't... It wasn't like just your cheeks. Like, they were... in there.
Oh yeah, right. And we could hear them say, get a close-up of his ass. Closer, closer, get it in there.
I was surprised how much they actually showed, because there is nothing left to the imagination. In fact, I think
we got a lot of trolls
a picture
on that
of it, a picture of Craig, what I can show of him getting waxed.
Great.
And you look so surprised that it was that painful, which I don't understand.
Well, because I'd never had it done thinking. Before. And
it wasn't as painful to me. But
so what did
I'm
you do
in...
before, you just hadn't?
No, it worked out before. And then all of a sudden I'm on this table getting my taint.
What do you mean
wet.
It worked out before?
No, I worked out before it. I didn't prepare anything.
No, but what I'm saying is like had you ever been waxed?
Oh, hell no.
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 So you were just
and
like
he's
whatever.
The biggest baby.
Oh, I don't blame him. It hurts like a motherfucker.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
care what anybody says. It hurts.
It wasn't that bad. I wouldn't do my whole ass next time. I would just do, I didn't mind doing just the
babe, I thought I prolapsed. It was intense.
So you're saying the cheeks didn't hurt as much. It hurt more than actually
no,
having
I
the
didn't
butthole
like
wax.
The grow back to me is not... Because guys are different than women. Our hair's not so as superfluous as theirs, so it's coarser. And I didn't like the grow back.
Mine was, mine was better though, right? Mine was pretty smooth for a long time.
So do you still do it?
No.
So now you're all just
I would
natural.
Do it again.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
So in what way do you think it enhanced your sex life? Like, what was better about it after your ass?
Slip and slide.
It's much better. Lube works so much better. It really does. It's true, right?
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
isn't there something hotter about, like, a guy being, like, having, like, looking like a man?
Yeah, but it grows back, I mean, 2 weeks. I'm back to being my hairy
I guess so just like as
Canadian.
Just as a fun change.
Yeah.
But
spicing it up.
Well, and especially in your relationship, you know, right. It's like, try everything.
Well, it's funny. The place I go is a place in the Valley that's a famous called Pink Cheeks. And Cindy, who owns Pink Cheeks, will, you know, tell me all kinds of stories. And apparently there are a number of couples that go in and like to watch it. They do it as like a couples type thing. Not that anything sexual goes on in the room, but they're turned on by seeing the other partner get waxed.
Oh, wow. Like,
that doesn't work for me.
I'm good with that. I think I'm good
well,
with
not
that.
When I'm like swearing and trying to slap you for yeah. making me do it. No, it's not sexy.
So I also want to talk about something that went on Newlyweds. It's a little more serious. You know, I get that the waxing is all fun and games. But Brandon, you had corrective surgery for gynecomastia.
I did.
And essentially a gynecomastia, for people who don't know, is extra or enlarged breast tissue. So you had it removed and your chest somewhat resculpted.
Yes.
And interestingly, in my book, I talk about the fact that I have been through that surgery 3 times.
Wow.
And what's interesting is one of the things that I think is great about the fact that you were so open about it is, one, it's not something that a lot of men talk about. I think people are really self-conscious about it, and I think it's something that we're made to feel ashamed of. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I think people don't realize is also that breast cancer is a great possibility mm-hmm. in men, just as it is for women. And your choice to be so upfront about it on camera, I think, brought attention to something that people need to know yes. about. So when you decided to do that, were you thinking in those terms, or were you just like, I'm going to do this, and then
no.
later realized?
I was terrified to do it. I was so filled with shame.
Right.
It was something, because as you know, mm-hmm. It's something you spend your whole life hiding.
Oh, please. I was in shirts that were 4 sizes too big.
Yeah.
I would stand a certain way so that people couldn't see.
I
would
wear pool
layers,
parties.
No pools.
Yes.
T-shirts and pools, by the way.
I loved shirts with pockets.
Dark shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's just so much that goes into hiding that, that to all of a sudden expose it, clear up even until it aired. I remember the week it was going to air and I was like, oh God, I'm going to come into the gym tomorrow and everyone's going to know I had this done. And again, it goes back to, and I think I said this on the show, here I was teased most of my life for being feminine and being not your typical boy same, and masculine. Same. So, and then now I have a physical attribute, right? That's like, right. Okay, great. Now I'm going to be teased.
Right.
And it's this whole femme shaming thing. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of fear mm-hmm. around it. And so when I decided to do it, it was because I knew that there was other people that are dealing with the same thing that, again, like we were talking about Amy Schumer, and not that I'm comparing myself to her, but giving right. people a voice and a platform to be like, wait, I'm not alone.
Right.
And you would, I mean, the amount of people that have reached out to me have had it done since seeing that their wives, they were able to talk to their wives about it because mm. Bravo, you know, a lot of men watched the show with their wives, and it's a topic that they weren't going to talk about.
Well, and that's why I was so forthcoming about it in my book as well, because I mean, I actually had a plastic surgery addiction. That was one of the things that I did at the time was that, I mean, I also had my nose done and every injectable that you can think of and excuse me. You know,
that's an addiction.
Stomach, love handles. Yeah. I mean, you name it. I was going, yeah, you know, really? I was using it, you know, I was using it as a way. There were a couple of things. One is that I felt like it was making me look better, which would make me more appealing to other people. Mm. And two, there was sort of, I was doing it very young and it was before people were just popping on a table and having things done. It was very glamorous at the time. The first time I had it done, I was 18 years old.
Really?
And I think I don't know if I'm older than both of you. You're 39. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm older than you are.
I'll be 45.
Okay. So I'm between the two of you. But at the time, you know, at 18, going through some of this, you know, people would think that it was a very glamorous thing. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, mm-hmm. you're having this done. You're having that done. And I jumped on the table fearlessly because I thought it was like a badge of glamour. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was something that made me more interesting to people.
Wow.
At the same time, I was still having the shame and the things that come along with it, with the chest issue.
Yeah.
But what happened was once I started to wear clothes that were a little different because I felt more comfortable, it wasn't really like what it wasn't noticeable to other people before.
Yeah.
It became noticeable when I started wearing different clothes and they started to notice I was wearing different kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became noticeable to people. It wasn't that mm-hmm. there was a flabby chest before.
Yeah.
Really.
Your behavior changed.
My behavior changed. My confidence level mm-hmm. changed. So
him too.
You know, yeah. it's amazing what it does.
Well, and I had a scare. I was finding lumps mm-hmm. and I have a huge history of breast cancer in my family. Mm-hmm. So, that ultimately was
the catalyst
to like actually get me in there and do it, because there was also things about my chest that I enjoyed. I was super sensitive. And that is,
you know, and it's funny that you mentioned that because at the time, see, you did it at a time where you already had experiences. Mm. I was a virgin until I was 31 and didn't come out until I was 30. Mm. And when I first went in at 18 years old, you know, at the time they were doing it differently. They would mm-hmm. cut the underside of the nipple, literally lift the nipple up in order to remove tissue. Mm.
Yeah.
Now they can go in through, you know, different areas that you, it's not as,
I had it for so long that they had to remove 8 inches of skin from this side, 6 inches. I was cut clear across my chest.
Across, yeah.
So,
thank God you did it at this age, too.
Well, and the surgeon that I had, and this is what I told him. I was like, you know, he has a special technique. The technology now, because a lot of people that have had it done when they were younger have come up to me and they're on their second surgery.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I did it 3 times because to me, I never felt like it was good enough. Like it was better, but I wanted it to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And one of the problems with cosmetic surgery is when you are searching for perfection, which does not exist, mm-hmm. you will keep going and going mm-hmm. and going and going and going. And hence why Melissa Rivers looks like she does. Anyway, let's not digress.
Yeah, I'm really proud of Brandon for doing that. No, it changed his amazing. Life and it helped our relationship.
Yeah, it's amazing. And when I saw that you had been through that and I can so identify, but having done it at the age that I did it, I remember my mother being there And she, I remember her saying to the doctor about my sensitivity in that area. And I couldn't understand what she was getting at because I had had no sexual experience at that point. Oh. So I didn't really understand that that was, you know, a zone that was so, and it was funny because my mother was on top of it at that time.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, if that's going to affect, you know, whether there's stimulation there or whatever. And it was funny because I had no understanding of why she was even, I didn't even know what she was talking about.
Because see, even it affected my sex life always. Like there were certain positions, certain
body weights. It
didn't for
me because I had already had it all done by then.
No, I was
it affects our relationship too. His actual confidence too.
Yeah.
Like even in the bedroom, it's improved with the surgery.
But living with that and being, you know, before I had that, it was difficult.
Picking out a shirt took like sometimes 40 minutes.
Oh my God, I would.
Same thing.
Thank God for Dr. Cruz because he changed your life and definitely helped our marriage.
Yeah, well, I had, again, not lucky enough to be married, but it changed my life too. So it's really nice to find somebody who's been through something similar and has been so open about it. Because even when I wrote it in the book, I felt like I was I'm putting it out there.
You know, that's the thing. All of the things that I have put out there on TV or that I've said or that I've done, that was the one thing that I was like, is this the right decision to do? You know, should I do this? Just because there was so much internal shame. Like it was so
well, I applaud you and I think
show them your tits,
I applaud you.
Show them your tits. They're great.
You're not on the spot. You can show me later. So we're out of time, unfortunately, which upsets me because I feel like we just started and I can talk to you guys for 9 hours. So just quickly before we go, I just want to talk about where everybody can find you. So workoutsadrag.com is where you can find the new video.
Please.
And then fit and fab, FIT, and then ANDPHAB.com is where you can find
both of us.
Brandon and Craig. For all of your beauty and fitness needs. And then if you guys just want to mention, I know you have all your social media platforms.
There's so much
you can
nowadays.
Just tell people where to find you on Twitter.
I am Brandon Liberati at everything on every platform.
Okay, and you are
at Craig Ramsey Fit.
Okay,
and it's S-A-Y Ramsey, like Uncle Gordon Ramsey.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, perfect. Well, I thank you guys so much for being here and being so open and honest about everything. And you'll have to come back.
We loved it. Yeah,
we'll show you our tits next time. Okay,
We can do a, yeah, see, you look better than I do. I'm not lifting my shirt.
I'm still healing.
Yeah, but you can't really see anything. You can't really tell. It looks great.
Great tits.
Yeah,
great tits. I told the surgeon I was glad I did it now because it's so much more developed.
Yeah.
The surgery.
Well, you look great, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. All right, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
The No Holds Barred conversation continues 24/7 on Facebook at Josh Sabara Author, and Twitter and Instagram at Josh Sabara. And then buckle your seatbelts for some titillating real talk. Porn Again, a memoir by Josh Sabara, is available now as a trade paperback, ebook, and audiobook.